The weather vane was no longer pointing north with the winds. The angel was turning slowly around and around, pointing in all directions.
"Fly closer to the angel," shouted Annie.
The lion turned and flew toward the watchtower. As they drew near the golden angel, Jack called out,
"Which way do we go? Which way?"
The weather vane turned in a full circle and then came to a complete stop. The angel was pointing toward the southeast, over the choppy water.
"To the sea," Annie called over the wind.
The lion turned and soared into the wind, his strong wings shining like gold.
"Oh, wow," cried Annie.
The flying lion glided past the fireworks and over the wide canal. Leaving Venice behind, he flew high over the stormy seas. Jack gripped the lion's mane with all his might. The lion sailed in and out of thick, fast-moving clouds. He flew above crashing waves and past bolts of lightning. He flew through screaming winds and pelting rain. In the middle of the sea, far from land, the lion began circling above the water.
"What's he doing?" cried Jack.
"Looking for Neptune," shouted Annie.
"But Neptune's not real," said Jack.
"I know," shouted Annie. "We'll have to use our imaginations like Lorenzo. Try to imagine Neptune."
Jack tried to imagine Neptune, but he was too scared to think clearly.
"Neptune," shouted Annie. "Rise from the water. Save Venice, Neptune. Help us."
Annie's voice was lost in the wind. Jack wrapped his arms around the lion's neck. He buried his face in the lion's mane. He tried desperately to imagine Neptune. The lion let out a roar. With his hands under the lion's throat, Jack felt as if he himself were roaring. The lion roared again. The roaring made Jack feel stronger and calmer. The details of Tiepolo's painting came into his mind. In his imagination, Jack saw Neptune, ruler of the seas, with his white beard and long hair, his strong arms and shoulders. He saw a lovely lady who was Venice, the grand lady of the lagoon. He saw Neptune giving the grand lady a gift.
"I see something," cried Annie.
Jack opened his eyes and sat up.
"Where?"
he cried.
"In the water," said Annie.
Clinging to the lion's mane, Jack peered down into the darkness below. Lightning flashed over the sea. Jack saw a huge three-pronged spear rising out of the foaming, churning waves. The sea below the spear began to heave and billow. Lightning flashed again, and Jack saw a great mass of swirling seaweed rising from the waves.
"Not seaweed hair," Jack realized. A man's giant head and neck appeared above the surface of the water.
Then the man's massive shoulders, chest, and arms rose above the storm-tossed sea. The giant loomed high above them, as tall as a mountain.
"Neptune!"
cried Annie. The lion let out a roar, and then another, and another. Lit by flashes of lightning, Neptune's face looked as if it had been weathered by thousands of years of wind and sand and waves. He had deep-set eyes, craggy cheeks, a white beard, and tangled hair hanging to his shoulders.
"Neptune, save Venice from the flood!" cried Jack.
"Please," called Annie, "save the grand lady of the lagoon."
Neptune looked at them for a moment. Then with his powerful arms, he lifted his spear and thrust it down into the waves. When the spear pierced the surface of the water, the sea made a gurgling sound, and then a long slurp, as if water were flowing down a drain. The thunder and lightning stopped. The storm-tossed waves grew calm. The wind died to a gentle breeze. The clouds parted, and the stars shined brightly. Neptune raised his spear. He nodded to Jack and Annie and the lion.
"Thanks,"
cried Annie.
"Thanks,"
shouted Jack. The lion roared again. Then Neptune began to sink back into the sea. His long arms, huge shoulders, thick neck, craggy face, floating hair, all disappeared. The prongs of his spear sank below the surface of the water. The ruler of the seas was gone. Only a shimmering whirlpool swirled in the moonlight.